ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नारायणं नमस्कृत्य। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura, text 26 and 27. Evam vayamatma devatam yona sapatnair bhishamardyamanan deva rishir tiryagnish nitya eva कृत्वावतारस्तनुभिस्वमायया कृत्वात्मसात्पाति युगे युगे च तमेव देवं वयमात्मदैवतम् परं प्रधानं पुरुषं विश्वमन्यं रजाम सर्वे शरणं शरण्यं स्वानां सनोधास्यति शं महात्मा। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By His inconceivable internal potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into various transcendental bodies as Vamanadev, the incarnation of strength among the demigods, Parashuram, the incarnation among saints, Nrisingadev and Varaha, incarnations among animals, and Matsya and Kurma, incarnations among aquatics. He accepts various transcendental bodies among all types of living entities, and among human beings he especially appears as Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. By his causeless mercy he protects the demigods who are always harassed by the demons. He is the supreme worshipable deity of all living entities. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virata Rupa. In our fearful condition, let us take shelter of him, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us his protection. Purport. In this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is ascertained to be the original cause of creation. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary Bhavartha Deepika, replies to the idea that Prakriti and Purusha are the causes of the cosmic manifestation. As stated herein, Param Pradhanam Purusham Vishwamanyam. He is the supreme cause, represented as a male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virata Rupa. The word Prakriti, which is used to indicate the source of generation, refers to the material energy of the Supreme Lord, and the word Purusha refers to the living entities, who are the superior energy of the Lord. Both the Prakriti and Purusha ultimately enter the Supreme Lord, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakritim Yanti Mamikam. Although Prakriti and Purusha superficially appear to be the causes of material manifestation, both are emanations of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the cause of Prakriti and Purusha. He is the original cause, Sarva Karana Karanam. The Naradiya Purana says, Avikaropi अविकारोपि परमः प्रकृति तु विकारिणी अनुप्रविश्य गोविंदः प्रकृतिर्चाभिधीयते. Both the prakriti and purusha, which are inferior and superior energies, are emanations from the supreme personality of Godhead. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Gam Avishya, the Lord enters the prakriti and then the prakriti creates different manifestations. The prakriti is not independent or beyond his energies. Vasudev, Lord Sri Krishna, is the original cause of everything. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam budha bhava samanvitah. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord also says, Aham eva asame vagre. Only I existed before the creation. This is confirmed in the Brahmanda Purana as follows. To generate the universe, the Lord acts indirectly as the Purusha and directly as the Prakriti. Because both energies emanate from Lord Vasudev, the all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is known as both Prakriti and Purusha. Therefore, Vasudev is the cause of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam. By his inconceivable internal potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into various transcendental bodies as Vamanadev, the incarnation of strength among the demigods, Parashuram, the incarnation among saints, Nrisingadev and Varaha, incarnations among animals, and Matsya and Kurma, incarnations among aquatics. He accepts various transcendental bodies among all types of living entities, and among human beings, he especially appears as Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. By his causeless mercy, he protects the demigods who are always harassed by the demons. He is the supreme worshipable deity of all living entities. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form, Virata Rupa. In our fearful condition, let us take shelter of him, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us his protection. So the demigods, troubled by the demon Dhritarasura, are taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offering this prayer. Vrajama sarve sharanam sharanyam. And we say all of us are coming to your shelter, Sharanam, because you are Sharanyam. You are the actual shelter, or you can give true shelter. We generally seek shelter when we are harassed or troubled by something, but we find in this material world that whatever shelter we try to take, eventually we become shelterless, and many a times the thing or the person who we take shelter of may itself become the cause of our becoming shelterless. Sometimes we take shelter of this body, but that itself becomes the source of misery. Sometimes we take shelter of some facilities, which itself may become the source of misery. Or we take shelter of very powerful personalities, thinking that probably they will give shelter. But as we read a few verses back, trying to take shelter of the demigods, or to speak of ordinary people of this world, or extraordinary people of this world, even taking shelter of the powerful demigods to cross over this material existence, is like catching hold of a dog's tail to cross over the ocean. Dogs can swim, no doubt, but their tail is not the shelter to cross over the ocean. A very graphic example. People will laugh if you put it as a cartoon, if you make a nice cartoon. You walk to the seashore and you see some man, a dog is swimming. First of all, the dog, only the head is visible, because after the body is inside, and somebody is trying to catch hold of the tail. It's a big joke. It would make a very nice cartoon. Somebody is trying to cross over. But we are so serious about it. We are not laughing at ourselves. We should laugh at ourselves. If we try to take shelter of anything else. Samashritaye padapallavam plavam mahatpudam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavambudhir vatsapadam param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. Samashrita, completely ashray, to take shelter. Padapallavam plavam, that is a perfect boat to cross over the ocean of material world. Sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parihritya kartum. Elsewhere also it says in the Bhagavatam that sharanam sharanyam, he is the real shelter. Param brahma param dhama. Param dhama. Param dhama means he is the supreme shelter. If anyone in this material existence can give some shelter to some extent, for some time, to some degree, they can only give to the extent they have that shelter of the Supreme Lord. If they have not taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, they can't give us any shelter. And even if someone is, the earth is giving shelter for us, we are sitting on her, hopefully we are knowing that it will not crack and we won't fall into nowhere. And how is that? As it's mentioned here, gam avishyasa bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. I have entered. How is actually the maintainer? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in the 15th chapter, gam avishyasa bhutani dharayami aham aushadha ojasa pushnami chaushadhi sarva soma bhutva rasatmaka. How we are completely dependent upon him every moment, and how he is actually giving us the supreme shelter every moment. So the demigods have approached, and yonaha sapatnair bhrusham ardhyamana. Bhrusham means almost always. The moment we try to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, there will be so many obstacles, so many impediments, and to protect that, Krishna says in the Gita, Devya, or in this verse, Devarshi Tirya Nrishu Nitya Eva. The Lord appears in so many wonderful forms. Deva, Rishi, Tiryag, Nrishu, Nitya Eva. This word has occurred 3-4 times in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Prahlad Maharaj makes a similar statement, my Lord, you appear in Deva, Rishi, Tiryag, Nrishu, and elsewhere also. So Deva, among demigods he appeared as Vamanadev. Among Rishi he appeared as son of Jamadagni, Parshuram. Tiryag, among animals, he appeared as Varaha, Nrisingadev, and amongst the aquatics, Matsya and Kurma, and among human beings, the most beautiful form of Lord Krishna and or Ramchandra. Recently on Vara Dwadashi, I was speaking in Gopal's garden and we were discussing, why does the Lord come as Varahadev? Why should he come as Varahadev? What is the necessity? Can't Krishna do the same job? Krishna lifted the Govardhan. So the boys were telling so many things. Children were telling so many replies. No, to give pleasure. To give pleasure to devotees or to lift Mother Earth or to kill Hiranyaksha. What's the problem? Krishna could have come personally like that. Krishna could have come and killed Hiranyaksha, same as Krishna only. He could have lifted Mother Earth just by his thought, actually. Or if you could have just lifted. So ask, why he took Varaha form? Everyone started scratching their head. His desire, that's all. Who can stop him? So we started analyzing. We were analyzing and all the boys were trying to put their heads, how to understand why the Lord appears as so many different. So first reason that we concluded was that any person, when he wants to do some activity, he wants to have a suitable outfit. Just like you want to go for swimming, you don't go suit, pant and shirt and tie and then you go for swimming. You want to be suitably dressed. Or you want to do some mechanic work or do some painting. They have their outfit. So similarly, the Lord as a person, knowing that I'm going to do a particular kind of pastime, takes a suitable outfit. Why not? When we put on suitable outfits, why shouldn't the Lord have a suitable, not outfit, it is infit. For us it's an outfit. For us it is infit. He just thinks and things happen. So he knew that I'm going to go to this filthy place in the Garbhodak ocean and from there lift up Mother Earth and elevate her to this, her original transcendent perfect position. And therefore he took a suitable form with suitable instrument to do the job very gracefully. Of course, when he just thinks and things happen. Secondly, he wants to enjoy. Enjoy means variety. Like Prabhupada gives the example, he was telling how the Lord wants to enjoy and therefore takes various forms. He was telling about the British Prime Minister. One day, a very important man wanted to meet the British Prime Minister. I forget the name. And Gladstone. So he came and he was told by the servant to wait for some time because the president is very busy, the prime minister is very busy. So he waited 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. Britishers are not so much used to waiting. They're very pakka, time conscious. So he says, 1 hour and still the prime minister. What is he doing? What is that important job? So the door was a little ajar, so he just peeped inside to see what exactly is such an important activity that this prime minister is doing. And he found that the prime minister was on his fours, hands and legs, crawling on the floor. And his son was sitting, 5-year-old son was sitting on his shoulder and he was moving like a horse. The prime minister of Great Britain was moving like a horse just to give pleasure to his son. So Prabhupada mentioned, why not? If the prime minister, such a great personality, can to give some pleasure to his son, become like a horse, he can't become a horse because he's not, you know, probably he didn't have this prapti siddhi, or you know, siddhi of just you think something. Like even demons have, Maricha had this. He just thought I should become a gold deer, and he became a golden deer. See, if demons can have these kind of powers, what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? When he wants to take a beautiful form to enjoy a pastime and give pleasure, simultaneously the Lord does so many things. One of the names of the Lord is Bhuri Karma. He executes, that is expertise, that multitasking, the super multitasker. In one stroke, he does so many things simultaneously. Like Lord Nrisimhadev, to prove the word of his devotee, Prahlad, that yes, he's there in the pillar. That was one thing. Next, he had come, he knew. He knows past, present and future. He knew I had to do some special surgery without instruments because this fellow has asked for so many benedictions that no instrument should be used. So, knowing that what kind of activity he has to perform, he adopted a suitable form. So he did so many jobs together, so many tasks together, and simultaneously enjoying himself. And thirdly, most important of all, these beautiful forms in which the Lord appears is a slap to the atheists who claim that the Lord doesn't exist. It is a straight slap. Not only that God exists, but God is a person, an individual, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam, and he is also absolutely transcendental. Whether he comes as a tortoise, whether he comes as a boar, whether he comes as half man, half lion, any form, is absolutely transcendental. And Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, this is to facilitate meditation on the Supreme Brahman in a most convenient and palatable form. So convenient to meditate, and so palatable, rather than just sitting and saying that how will you focus on the nirguna, nirakar, nirvishesh, sarvavyapi Brahma. That's why in the 12th chapter, Krishna, when Arjuna asks, Krishna says, yo anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragam achintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam sanniyanyendriya gramam. Even pronunciation of this verse is so difficult. What to speak of meditating? Sarvatra samabuddhaya te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hite. At last, Vasudevam sarvam bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate Vasudevam. So mahatma sudurlabha. Very, very. Klesho adhikataras tesham avyakta asakta chetasam. But this is so easy. Today morning, during Mangalarti, it was like a guided Mangalarti today. You are guided, facilitated how to meditate, what to be meditating on. Thanks to Jagannath Priya Prabhu, it was a guided Mangalarti. Namaste Narasimhaya, immediately Narasimhadeva comes. Prahlad, Ahlad. So Prahlad Maharaj is there. Hiranyakashipu Vakshahada, Hiranyakashipu. And this Navagauravaram, you know, Arunam Nayanam. So immediately you see the lotus feet, reddish. It's like a guided meditation. So easy, so palatable, so sweet, so absorbing, so convenient. Whereas otherwise it is so difficult. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, by doing this, what is exactly happening? Why does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita that janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janmanaiti mameti sorchuna? That simply by understanding this in a very convenient and palatable way, easy way, by hearing, chanting, remembering of the beautiful name, form, qualities, activities of the Supreme Lord, what happens? It says, janma karma chame divyam. It's transcendental. Simply by knowing this fact, yo evam yo veti tattvatah, such a person becomes self-realized automatically. Even without realizing, we become self-realized. That we are becoming self-realized. It's like a elevator that is elevating. You don't even know. Only when you look down, after the lift opens, you see through the window, then you realize how up you have, how far above we have transcended. Otherwise, to control the senses, to follow strict brahmacharya, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha dhamena cha yamena niyamena va, so many people are trying to just to restrain their senses, just to become self-realized, just to purify their existence. It's such a hard struggle, and there are always chances of falling down. We talk of Vishwamitra and Shaubari Muni as if, you know, like KG school children. Imagine Vishwamitra controlling his senses for 60,000 years. Unimaginable. We can't do it for 6 hours. Morning we decide to follow Ekadashi and 12 o'clock we change our mind. 6 o'clock we decide after hearing in the announcement here that I think most probably I'll try to do it. Nirjala or something. And then by 12 o'clock Aarti you just change your mind. 60,000 years controlling the mind senses. But we talk of them as if, you know, look at these kids, you know, as if we are sitting on a PhD level, and we knew it's going to happen anyway. The power of bhakti, the power of how easy, how, you know, sweet, and how easily attainable. Otherwise, in Kali Yuga, to control the senses, in Kali Yuga, to control the mind. In fact, in this century, the biggest problem is going to be mental disabilities and disorders. So many can play havoc. Mind is so powerful. Actually, it is so powerful. We don't understand its power. It is so powerful. Therefore, sages would so go away from this populated area, shuchau deshe pratishthapya tiramasana ekantam, you know, completely sitting alone. Still there were so many thoughts coming. And we, first of all, we are in Kali Yuga, then we are in the cities, and the whole environment is surrounded with so much agitation of mode of passion and ignorance. The whole senses are being bombarded. It's amazing how people, of course, more or less everyone becomes crazy. How one can remain moving all around that and still not be affected. This itself shows the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. This itself is a proof that Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation. This itself is a proof that we are somehow still sober, trying to do something different from the whole world and still maintain some sobriety. So it is so difficult, but the process of bhakti yoga is so easy simply by understanding the nature of that. So after describing in the third Shukadeva Goswami has put forward, Suta Goswami has put forward 6 questions. In fact, Bhagavatam begins with these 6 questions. And one of these questions is, what are the different incarnations? We want to just hear, chant and glorify. Please tell us. And after, the 3rd chapter is nothing but description of all the different incarnations. And after describing the incarnations, it's explained how Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And then, in the next, after that verse, 28th verse is how Krishna is the source of all incarnations. From 29th onwards, what is the benefit of simply meditating on this incarnation or even reciting these verses every day? It says, Janmaguhyam Bhagavato. Janmaguhyam Bhagavato Ya etat prayato naraha Sayam pratar grinan bhaktya Dukha gramad vimuchyate. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Just by reciting. And later it says, the conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord as appearing in the material world is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of Lord's having a form, but factually the Lord has no material form. The Lord has no material form. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. So Virat Rupa is simply imaginary form. It actually doesn't exist. It's just imaginary. Similarly, actually our form is also imaginary, this form of ours, in the sense that it is temporary. It is there, but it just goes off. Similarly, this Virata Rupa is a imaginary form of the Lord, temporary form of the Lord. Therefore, amongst the incarnations, Virata Rupa is not counted as one. The difference between the living entity, that's another very beautiful verse. Clouds and dust are carried by the air, but less intelligent persons say that the sky is cloudy and the air is dirty. We say the sky is cloudy. Sky cannot become cloudy. The sky is completely different. Clouds are totally different. And we say air is dirty. Air cannot become dirty. The dirt is just flying in the air, that's all. Similarly, they also implant material bodily conception on the spirit self. On the spirit self, they are implanting bodily conception of the Lord and of the living entities also. Of the Lord is absolutely nonsense, because the Lord is completely Satchidananda. Whenever he comes in any other form. And of the living entities also, it is temporary. Now, when a person realizes that I am not this body, but I am the spirit soul, grosser and subtler, both are actually temporary. Now, Prabhupada writes a very, very important verse. He says, whenever a person experiences by self-realization that both the gross and subtle bodies have nothing to do with the pure self, at that time he sees himself as well as the Lord. By self-realization, if one experiences that both the gross and the subtle bodies have nothing to do with the pure self, at that time he sees himself and the Lord. Self-realization and God-realization go hand in hand. That you are non-different from the Lord in quality. And Prabhupada writes, the difference between self-realization and material illusion is to know that the temporary or illusory imposition of material energy in the shape of gross and subtle bodies are superficial coverings of the self. The coverings takes place due to ignorance. Such coverings are never effective in the person of the personality of Godhead. Knowing this convincingly is called liberation or seeing the absolute. Brahma Darshanam. Knowing this, that when the Lord descends into this world, He is not covered by ignorance. His body is not made of ignorance. If we are convinced of this fact, we are liberated. Because we also realize that our material body and the subtle body is a gross covering of external energy on the superior energy, that is pure Satchidananda soul. What is the proof that you become self-realized? To the extent we realize this, we become indifferent to the needs of the gross and subtle body. Indifferent means we don't take the gross and the subtle bodies so seriously, or rather we take the activities of the self very seriously, and we just tolerate, as Krishna says also in the Gita, yam hina vyathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram saha amrutatvaya kalpate. That's the nature of this body. The nature of the mind is to do all this situation, but I am neither of them. I am the spirit soul, part of Krishna, and Krishna is complete controller. He is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme creator. I, being his part, have to simply cooperate. Tam sthitikshasya Bharata. Just do the needful and tolerate and just go on. Tolerating into one thing, you become fit for liberation. But higher than that is, as Brahmaji says, Tattenu Kampam Sushamikshamanu. When we actually surrender to the Lord, then every situation, every moment, we see as a special mercy of the Lord to invite us back home, back to Godhead. So that is the perception. Everything is seen as a mercy of the Lord. Krishna is asked by Arjuna in the second chapter, Sita Pragyasya Ka Bhasha Samadhistasya Keshava Sitadi Kim Prabhashita Kim Asita Brajeta Kim. How does he, what is his general disposition? How does he walk? How does he talk? How does he sit? And what does he talk? Krishna replies, Yaha Sarvatra Anabhisnehaha Tattat Prapya Shubhashubham Na Abhinandati Na Dveshti Tasya Pragya Pratishthita. So, what is a self-realized person's speech? How does he speak? What is the content of his speech? The content of his speech is, thank you, Krishna. In essence, whatever he speaks, Hrid Vag Vapurbhir Vidadhan Namaste Jivetayo. Hrid Vag Vapurbhir, through his heart, through his mind, through his words, Vidadhan Namaste. He's always offering obeisance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this special mercy. Thank you. In every situation, Jivetayo Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhav. He has a right to liberation. So, that indifference and taking seriously the activities of the self, such a person is actually self-realized. And such a person becomes, for us, immediately these people become fearless. The moment they are taking shelter of the Lord, they are becoming fearless. As Dhir Damodar Maharaj is telling last time, he was giving a nice lecture. So he says, so Srimad Bhagavatam is like the fire extinguisher. He said it with such conviction. Srimad Bhagavatam is fire extinguisher. So there is shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, and bhaya, fear. Apaha, it just flies. We are not faced with Vritrasur. Of course, all of us have our own Vritrasurs. But then, simply when we take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can actually experience. But the problem is, after the problems are finished or relatively gone, again we Ishamaninaha, as in the previous verse they say, we forget to see him because we think now I can, things are under control, I can manage. Thank you, just move off. Somehow it's so deep rooted. Millions of lifetimes of experience of taking control of ourselves. It's very difficult to give up this thing so easily. Immediately controlling, enjoying and think propensity comes up. And again they're in anxiety. Things go beyond their control. So immediately anxiety. Not according to my plan. Things are not working according to my plan. And therefore they run. But then immediately one thing or one difference is at least they know where to turn to. Udaradhihi. Udaradhi means broad-minded. Udaraha sarva evaite. Of the four kinds of people, why Krishna calls them Udaraha sarva evaite? Artho jigyas vartarthi. Because they are at least coming to the right person for relief. But the problem is jnani tu atmaiva me matam. Of all these four, the fourth is better because they don't forget afterwards. The others may forget. After the temporary relief is found, they also forget. But if this is not forgotten, jivan mukta sa uchyate iha yasya harir dasya karmana manasa gira. Such a person is actually liberated. And such a person can see Krishna everywhere. What is the proof that he is seeing Krishna everywhere? What is the proof? What is the practical manifestation that he is seeing Krishna everywhere? That is described. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitah. Iti matva bhajante mam. One who sees me everywhere. He sees everything is connected to Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. Everything is emanating from him. Everything is connected to him. Everything is emanating from him. And everything is mamaivamsho, sanatana. Everything is eternally connected to him. If it is coming from him, if it is connected to him, and if it is meant, he is the bhoktaram ekyatapasam, he is the ultimate enjoyer. Everything must be used for his pleasure as he wants it. Such a person is liberated. Because he is every moment seeing everything as Krishna's property and using everything for what it has been created for. This mic has been created for a particular purpose. It should be used for that purpose, not to hit nails in the wall. The stand has been created, book stand has been created for a specific purpose. Similarly, when Krishna created, there is a specific purpose for everything. And how do we know what he created for, why he created? That's the scripture. The manual gives you how the product should be used. What it is actually meant for. Understand and use that. Including human life. It's meant for self-realization. And therefore, such a person is actually liberated. To that extent, shoka moha vayapa. To that extent, at least, that thing is relieved. Hare Krishna. One question, if there is any other one. Yeah? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for your wonderful lecture. Actually, in the previous lectures you told that who is suffering, means either body is suffering or soul is suffering. You said neither, no one is suffering. So can you please explain in detail, because I didn't understand properly.
God, obviously, because he is Sachidananda Vigraha, the soul, it is an artificial imposition. But as long as we identify ourselves, to that extent we are made to suffer. It's like Radhishyam Prabhu gives this example. Often I have seen him, heard him quoting. Like in a dream, sometime you see, right? In a dream, you see someone is attacking you and all that. You're running and running, and suddenly he's about to smash you. Or some 10 dogs are chasing you, and you are against a gate and wall, and they are just about to jump, and then you get up. Wake up. Actually, your body is palpitating, sweating, you're in, you know. So actually nothing has happened to you. But because you are fully abhiniveshataha, you are absorbed in that. So to that extent, you related. And that was actually manifest in the body that you are sleeping here. Similarly, the soul is transcendental, but the connection is because of the false ego. And to that extent, that's why Krishna says, in the Bhagavatam it says, Shunvatam sakata bhidyate hridaya granthihi chidyante sarvasamshaya. Hridaya granthi. When the living entity comes into this world, he is tied. It's like during marriage, they take the sari and the dhoti and tie it. After the tying, what happens? Whatever happens to that person, you also feel. Before the tie, somebody dies in accident, who cares, you know? Some lady died, some man died. But knot is tied. That's very symbolic. After the tied, whatever happens to that person, granthi. So the soul is tied to the gross body through the subtle body. Anything happens to the gross body, the subtle body experiences. So vidyate hrudaya granthi, that doesn't mean that pain is not experienced or anything, but you understand that it is different, it's happening, you accept it, and you just you are more absorbed, parandrishtva, you are more absorbed in the activities of the soul, and you become, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did mechanically, routinely, he would do all his taking bath and all that. Just as a routine he would do, but he would be more absorbed always in Krishna consciousness. Of course, artificially we can't do that. It's the whole process of Krishna consciousness is gradual and natural. If we just have to strictly follow, then naturally this will happen. Naturally this will happen. Even without our knowledge, just as the lift is elevating, you don't even know sometimes if it's so smooth and nice. Only later, when you compare yourself with others who are still low there, then you say, oh, I think I have elevated. The process of bhakti is like that. The mercy of the Lord which elevates because of acceptance of that shelter. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Narayana Gopi Premanandi.